And now online, via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know, it's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Been a while. How are you? I'm Ian Danter. This is episode 25. As the Barmy Old Podcast returns after our brief summer break, me, Sean Percival, and Andy Robinson, all refreshed, recharged, and ready to bring you 30 minutes or so of topical nonsense in sketch and song form, plus a bit of BRMB or Heart FM archive stuff that we put together on the wireless in days gone by. Today, Boris goes heavy metal to make his point to the EU. Jim White says farewell to one co-host and welcomes another as we press the fabled TalkSport red button once again. A Mr. Men story I've unearthed from back in 2005 that's eerily prescient. And how many more fly-on-the-wall football documentaries are we going to have thrown at us? Plus, Desi's diary, an old Black Country Bob row with Tony Blair in the Commons, and much more than that. But first, we need to get the latest from the Barmy Old Podcast News Desk with a special guest sports desk host, and first, Hugh Edwards.
Thank you, Ian, and hello to you. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has spoken, whilst wearing a face covering, about the likelihood of London facing tougher lockdown measures. He said, Dominic Raab's bodyguard has been removed from active duty after his loaded gun, a 9mm Glock 17 pistol, was found by a cleaner on the seat of a plane. Though this may be perceived as dangerous, colleagues of the Foreign Secretary have remarked that if it had anything to do with the Foreign Secretary, it probably didn't work properly anyhow. Revelations that the UK government plan to break international law with their Brexit plans for the Northern Ireland border were only compounded when it was revealed that Boris Johnson had texted these proposals whilst driving, after drinking four pints, and not wearing a seatbelt. ITV have refuted claims that their new version of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is misleading, as this series will be filmed in a Welsh castle rather than a jungle due to coronavirus restrictions. They've said that if you want to argue, you might as well focus on the incorrect use of the word celebrity. And now sport, and seeing as Jim White's on far too much this episode, here's David Coleman.
Thank you very much, Jim. Swedish pole vaulter Mondo Duplantis beat the outdoor world record of 6.14 metres this week after all his competitors failed, and it's said that none of them have got over it yet. Extraordinary.
Thank you very much, David, and that's it from us. You're up to date.
Thank you, Hugh, and to the ghost of David Coleman. Very kind of you. Right, on with the show. Now, my colleague Natalie Sawyer is no longer doing the mid-morning show on Talk Sport with the man that you normally hear from presenting the sport, Jim White. Natalie is now presenting the Saturday and Sunday weekend breakfast shows, and that means that the former Crystal Palace owner Simon Jordan is going to take her place on Jim's show. Let's press the fabled TalkSport red button at this point, which of course magically allows us to hear what goes on in the commercials, as we reveal Jim and Natalie's final chat after they did their last show together. I wonder who did most of the talking.
Well, I have to say, it's been an absolute pleasure working with you. And before you go, my lovely, I'd just like to say this.
Well, you used to think that I was just an okay bloke, until you worked with me, until that first show. But if I had to do it all again, I simply wouldn't change a thing, even though I'm irritating. Natalie, you'll be heard. Oh, let's do it all again. Yeah. Natalie, well, I bet you were sick of me. 'Cause when you tried to say a word, I interrupted undeterred. Now I'm gone. Natalie, you'll be heard.
Well, what do you think to that, Natalie? Natalie? Where's she going? Natalie? Natalie? Oh, Twitter is going to go into absolute meltdown over this.
Well, as we always do at this point in the Barmy Old Podcast, Black Country Bob awaits. We're going to take a trip back to the Houses of Parliament in the mid-noughties when Tony Blair had to deal with the politically incorrect MP for Dudley every week on our Sunday carve-up show on Heart FM in the West Midlands. And as some pubs have been asked to shut early this week with lockdown restrictions, you know, being changed in certain areas of the country, you can only imagine if a Tipton boozer was asked to close, who'd be the loudest voice against that decision, right? Sing along.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Speaker!
Prime Minister's questions. Black Country Bob.
All right then, right. Mr. Speaker, is it right that under new government legislation, people can now be deported for expressing views that foster hatred and lead to inter-community violence?
Yes, that is indeed correct, and it's legislation that this administration is proud of.
All right then. Well, in that case, the head of police in Dudley should be deported, because he's certainly fostering some hatred in our community.
Why, hang on, what's he done then?
He's opposed my local boozer's application for an extended drinking licence.
Oh, but wait a minute. These laws have been brought in to combat terrorism. Opposing a public house's drinking hours doesn't cause terror, does it?
Oh, of course it does.
Oh, come on, how?
Well, we're terrified we won't be able to get a drink after 11 o'clock.
All right, Honourable Member for Dudley is an absolute disgrace.
No way!
He is trying to use anti-terror laws to enable his local pub to stay open late.
What's up with that?
That is not why this bill was introduced.
What bill?
The bill that passed this legislation.
Bill?
Yes, Bill.
Bill who? What was his surname?
Order in this house!
What have you all lot laughing at?
Order! I will have order, please, order!
This is Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast, with plenty more to come, including your favourites like Desi's Diary and a previously unheard Mr. Men story. While one of football's greatest characters, Jose Mourinho, has caused a bit of a stir after being filmed in the new Amazon Prime documentary, All or Nothing, telling his Spurs players that good guys never win and encouraging them to be, in his words, a team of C-bombs, right? Now, we reckon that if his players had had more time to consider this outburst, Mourinho's now infamous half-time team talk that we saw might have gone a bit like this instead.
As this is the difference between a team of good guys and a team of c***s. You are a team of good guys, but good guys, they never win.
But Gaffer, right, what about Usain Bolt? He's a good guy, and
Look what he's achieved. World record in the 100 and 200 metres.
And Roger Federer too, gaffer. He's a really nice bloke, and yet he's won everything. Wimbledon, the US Open, French Open, the Australian...
Okay. Apart from Usain Bolt and Roger Federer, good guys, they never win.
Yes, but what about my fellow countrymen, Michael van Gerwen and Raymond van Barneveld, the Dutch players? They are both very nice men, and they are world champions many times over, BDO and PDC.
And you got Mo Farah, what, gold medal in the 5,000 and 10,000 at the 2012 Games, and he's a lovely man.
Yes, okay. Apart from Usain Bolt, Roger Federer, Michael van Gerwen, Raymond van Barneveld and Mo Farah, good guys, they never win.
Yeah, and of course there's Sir Steve Redgrave too, great person, yeah, raised thousands for charity, yeah. He won Olympic gold in the rowing events at the 1984, 1988, 1992, 1996, and the two.
Yes, okay then. Apart from Usain Bolt, Roger Federer, Michael van Gerwen and Raymond van Barneveld, Mo Farah and Sir Steve Redgrave, good guys, they never win.
Yeah, but Gaffer, the French motor racing driver Alain Prost, he's a wonderful man, a really good guy.
Shut up, all of you. I have won 3 premierships. And you know why I have won 3 premierships? Come on, answer me. Why have I won 3 premierships?
Because you're a c**t.
Exactly. Respect.
Excusez-moi, Mr. Mourinho, but from now on, do we call you Gaffer or just c**t?
Yeah, I mean, these football fly-on-the-wall documentaries are all the rage currently, aren't they? There was that highly sanitised Manchester City one, then Sunderland Till I Die, which was much more gritty and real, to me at least, and now this new Spurs one. Other high-profile clubs must be considering following suit, you know. I mean, how about if another Premier League club with a no-nonsense English manager did one, eh? Imagine the advert for it.
This September, step inside the world of football with Burnley FC on Aldi Video.
So, when you get the ball, just hoof it up the pitch and run after it.
With unfiltered access to every moment.
That's my whole budget for the transfer window. You couldn't buy a second-hand car with that.
During a season like every other.
Honesty, friendship, I don't give a toss about that. As long as we finish mid-table, I couldn't care less.
Probably end up with nothing. Burnley FC. New episodes weekly. Watch now on Aldi Video.
Let's get back over to our newscaster, Hugh Edwards, here on the Barmyob podcast. He's currently questioning the Prime Minister about the consequences of his controversial internal markets bill.
So, Prime Minister, could you explain to the British public the reasoning behind this very controversial piece of legislation?
The withdrawal agreement I signed has got to be scrapped. Well, I said it was oven ready. I was talking crap. Because I did not read it, I hadn't got a clue. But if you saw what is in it, you'd do the same thing too. Yes, you'd be breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Well, this is really outrageous, Prime Minister. Our 5 previous PMs have all strongly condemned your actions in the last 7 days. What do you say to that?
Well, I can do what I like.
Well, you can't really, Prime Minister. What's going on?
What do you mean?
Well, you said we'd have a world-class track and trace system. We haven't got one. You said the Brexit deal was oven ready. It isn't. You said we'd be able to bring everyone in the country together. You can't. You said you were up to the job as Prime Minister. You aren't. So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to get a bill through that means I'll be able to renege on commitments I made.
So going forward, what does that mean, Prime Minister?
Well, Hugh, going forward, that means I'm going to be
breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Yes, I see.
Yeah, breaking the law, breaking the law.
Yeah, I get
I'll be breaking the law, breaking the law.
All right, you made your point.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
For goodness sake.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
All right, it's
breaking the law, breaking the law.
Yeah, fine, I know.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Well, there you have it. Breaking in the last 5 minutes on the Barmy Old Podcast. The law. So, any of you a bit confused about what we can do, where we can go, and with how many others and which houses they can be from, etc., etc. Yeah, it's all a bit much to take in all at once, isn't it? And the differences in approach across the devolved parliaments in the UK doesn't really help the confusion at all. Now, Zippy, George and Bungle from the classic kids TV show Rainbow, well, they're finding it a right old head-scratcher.
So, Zippy, there will be me, you, Bungle, Wad Jane and Freddy. That's six.
Yes, yes, we'll be able to go out for a curry, all of us, without breaking the government's rule of six. Yes, come on, get in there, my son.
Oh, but Zippy, what about Geoffrey?
Oh, fiddlesticks, I forgot about Geoffrey, George.
Yes, if Geoffrey comes, we'll be breaking the rule of six and we could get fined.
Oh, George, Zippy, why are you both crying?
Well, we can't all go for a curry together on my birthday, Bungle, because there'll be seven of us, and that will break the government's rule of six.
Yes, well, I blame that Boris Johnson.
Yes, he's a right bastard.
But you'll only need to book a table for six, us three, Rod, Jane and Freddy.
Yes, but what about Geoffrey, Bungle?
Yes, Bungle, we always invite Geoffrey.
Well, how can I put this? I've been meaning to tell you for quite a while now. I'm afraid, Geoffrey is... He's no longer with us.
No longer with us? What do you mean, Bungle?
Geoffrey has gone to another place, yes, a better place, a place full of happiness and laughter, where everyone is content with big smiles on their faces, yes, a place filled with joy, up above.
Up above? What, you mean Geoffrey's gone to Jane's bedroom, Bungle?
Well, we do often hear cries of joy coming from up there, don't we, Zippy?
Well, yes we do, George, and a lot of giggling.
Yes, and Rod and Freddy certainly seem happy and have big smiles on their faces after they've been up there, don't they, Zippy?
Oh, well, yes they do, George, and we know a song about the sounds that come out of Jane's bedroom, don't we, George?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jane's bed springs go squeak, 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 squeak. Oh, Jane's bed springs go squeak, 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 all night long.
Let's check in with the birthday boy from this past week, Dishy Dez, with his diaries. And many thanks to Valerie, who left a lovely review of the Barmy Old podcasts on the Apple Pods page. And she says this: for many years, my husband has often mentioned it would be great if a CD or something was to be issued with all of the Dez's dedication, Dez's diary stories. We both loved listening to Dez and his double entendres on our separate journeys home from work in the early noughties. My husband often quotes the ruder sections from the Gardener and the plastic window fitter episode. I can't recall those. I'm going to have to dig those out, Valerie, but I'll take your word for it. When I discovered this podcast, we were overjoyed and have whiled away the hours of self-isolating, reacquainting ourselves with Dez's various adventures, together with being introduced to Black Country Bob, the Rainbow characters, and Arthur Lowe's Mr. Men stories. Keep up the good work. Well, that's very kind of you, Valerie. Thank you very much indeed for getting in touch. And Valerie, this one coming up is for you and your other half as we open Dez's diary once more from 2005. I don't know if you've ever worked in a W.H. Smith type shop, Valerie, but anyway, here you go.
Dez's diary. Hi, girls. Dez here on Ian Danter's Sunday carve-up here on 100.7 Hard FM. And it's time once again for Dez's Diaries. And today, it's a big... Hi, girls. To all the staff at this stationery shop, where, would you believe it, I used to work. One day, a young student came in looking for a pencil.
Have you got a big one?
she inquired. I certainly have, I assured her, and with that I produced an 8-incher and slapped it into the palm of her hand. I guarantee you that would last for quite a while, I bragged. And what's more, it's full of lead, I added, boastfully.
Well, in that case, you'll have to put a rubber on the end of it before you stick it into my stationery box,
she purred. Fantastic. Sadly, though, I lost her custom soon after when she was looking for a ruler. I'd only got a plastic one, whereas a rival stationer impressed her with a 12-inch wood. Cheerio.
Des's Diary, the Sunday Carve-Up, 100.7 Heart FM.
Now, you may have seen in the news in the last couple of days that the legendary musician and slightly grumpy fellow, Van Morrison, has said he's releasing 3 brand new songs, all with specific lyrics as a protest against lockdown measures. Well, we here at the Barmy Old Podcast, we've only gone and laid our hands on one of these tracks, haven't we? And do you know what? It's not a brand new tune at all. It seems that Van has just reworked a classic song of his to suit his grumpy pants mood. Mind you, when has Van Morrison ever been anything other than Mr. Grumpy Pants down the years?
Well, I do not want to wear a face mask. When I sneeze, it goes into my eyes. And the government tell us we have to, but I'm sick and I'm tired of their lies. Even though the statistics are rising in every village and city and town, well, you all may find it surprising, but nobody will get me locked down. And the government has told us that we're no longer free. It was probably invented in a laboratory. Well, I do not think that what they say is true, my love. So I will not wear an old face mask for you, my love. Well, some people might say that I'm not right. Some might say it's a conspiracy. But this bloke in the pub, right, he told me it was probably caused by 5G. And this bloke in the pub, well, he also told me that if we all want to get clean, that all that you need for a cure is to inject hydroxychloroquine. And every time that I touch you, you just tremble inside, 'cause I know said that I washed my hands, but I lied. Well, I will not do just what you ask me to, my love. Well, I will not wear an old face mask for you, my love.
Yeah, so there, I'm right, you're wrong. What about you?
Let us once again press the TalkSport red button on the Barmy Old Podcast. Let me explain again. This is about folk who always say to me, oh, I wish I could hear what you lot say to each other in the studio during the adverts. And so was born the idea of the TalkSport red button to allow you, I mean, go with me on this, to access those moments when the mics are off during commercial breaks. Now, we mentioned on the show that Jim White has a new co-host, weekdays 10 till 1. That's the former Crystal Palace owner, Simon Jordan. And it's been revealed that Simon's very extensive vocabulary has been causing confusion amongst his fellow presenters. Take a listen to this.
Okay, guys, we're in a break.
Okay, thanks, Luke. You know, Big Bob Mills is coming on the show in a minute, Simon. I must admit, I'm really worried about Bob.
So what has instigated your apprehension, Jim?
Well, you know what? It's Bob's voice, Simon. He just sounds a bit constipated to me. And he's put on a wee bit of timbre lately. I hope he's all right.
Are you intimating that in your estimation, Bob's alimentary canal needs immediate evacuation due to an excessive recent accumulation of sustenance and nutrients?
Oh, look, Simon, here's Bob now. He doesn't look too bad, actually. Hello, Bob. How are you feeling, my friend?
Morning, Jim. Morning, Simon. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks, Jim. I'm raring to go, actually. You sounding good this morning, Jim? What about you, Simon? Are you all right?
Well, Bob, I'm anxious to comprehensively assess the assumptions that have been communicated to me about the apparent impediment to one's essential intestinal motions. And if you should grant assent to my advisory implications, I would like to suggest a procedure that would alleviate the crises in your colonic region and provide you with satisfactory, if temporary, relief.
Yeah, well, thanks for the offer, Simon, but I like girls. Anyway, lads, if I suddenly dash out the studio halfway through the show, it's because I haven't had a dump for a week and I've just downed 8 Senecots, all right?
Well, it's a good job we're not on air, Bob.
What's that, Jim?
Because Twitter would have gone into an absolute meltdown over there.
Yes, we get it.
Leave it out, Jim.
Speaking of commercial adverts, there's one that you simply can't escape if you listen to commercial radio. It's everywhere, national and local. It's an advert for the Royal Air Force that's asking people whether they want to sign up and have a more interesting weekend by joining the RAF. We've laid our hands on a very early take of that advert before they edited it down to the version that we've been hearing on the radio recently. Take a listen to this.
A nice weekend, a nice walk, a nice relax on the sofa. Is nice what you really want, or is nice not satisfying you? Are you always thinking, I can do more? Life as an RAF reservist will satisfy that urge with life-saving mountain climbing, truck driving, helicopter flying weekends. So when Monday comes and Jackie asks what you got up to, you can say, I won't be in for 6 months, Jackie, because the rope snapped and I plummeted 150 metres down a mountain and into a ravine, and I've now got 2 broken legs, a shattered pelvis, and wearing a neck brace, popping painkillers like they're going out of fashion, and learning how to use a commode. Or, alternatively, when Monday comes and Jackie asks what you got up to, you can just say, mind your own business, you nosy bitch, and tell her to f*** off. There's a role waiting for you. Search RAF Reserves and find your force.
In the unlikely event of there being another war, you will probably be called up first and used as cannon fodder.
It's time for a Mr. Men story now, lovingly unearthed from goodness knows where. Actually, it's a mini disc. Cleaned up and brought to you exclusively here on the Bar Me Odd podcast, narrated, as always, by the late, great Arthur Lowe. Now, this one was one I discovered from our own Heart FM archives, dated September 2005. So, over a decade before a certain referendum divided this country practically in two. But even back then, there was evidence of rumblings of discontent about our European friends.
Mr. Patriot got up one beautiful sunny morning and decided to go and have something to eat at his local cafe. I'd like one full English breakfast with English muffins and a pot of English tea, he announced triumphantly to the waitress taking his order. And could you guess what the waitress said in reply? Yes, you're right, she said.
I'm sorry, sir, but due to regulations from Brussels, you're not allowed to call anything English in case you upset minority groups. So would you like a cooked breakfast, toasted muffins and a pot of tea instead?
Certainly not. How insulting to the country I love, stormed Mr. Patriot as he marched out of the cafe and back to his car. Now, when he got back to his car, a traffic cop was giving Mr. Patriot's car a ticket. And could you guess what the policeman said? No, you're wrong. He didn't say that Mr. Patriot had parked illegally. He said, you're flying a St. George's flag from your aerial, sir. That's inciting right-wing extremism, that is. You're fined £60 and 3 points on your licence, he went on with a smirk. Fed up, Mr. Patriot walked into his local travel shop. I need to get out of this place for a while, he moaned to the sales agent. Can you sort me out with a nice 2-week break somewhere?
Oh dear, replied the girl behind the desk. I'm afraid quite a few countries have banned all English tourists because they're too much of a threat to local residents with their loutish behaviour.
Oh, come on, there has to be somewhere I can go, said Mr. Patriot. How about France? They hate everybody. And so, presently, Mr. Patriot was driving onto a ferry bound for Calais. I'm going to go there and show them all that the English are sensible, straightforward people. I'll prove that to do things the English way is always the correct way, he went on. And can you guess what happened when Mr. Patriot got to France? Yes, you're right. He continued driving on the left and caused a 60-car pile-up on the motorway. Poor Mr. Patriot. The half-baked blinkered.
In Premier League news this week, Jack Grealish has committed his future to Aston Villa with an extension to his current contract. And he's here to sing Mike and the Mechanics for us right now to explain that decision and how he sees the future going forward. So, over to you, Jack.
Every Villa player wants out of the door. Our luck will run out this year. Oh, we're going down for sure. Man United wanted to sign me. They made it very clear. But when they saw the price tag, they said I was too dear. So now I'm here at Villa for at least 5 years. So now I've signed the contract. I'm like a prisoner for sure. Oh, and I won't even get time off for good behaviour. I never pull my socks up and I have dodgy haircuts. And even though I'm captain, I will never lift a cup. Oh, it seems like I am destined to be stuck at this club.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
Say it clear.
Well, say it clear.
You win nothing. Now you are trapped here.
Jack, what's the matter, mate?
What's the matter? He's our striker from Tanzania, isn't he?
Oh, Jack.
Well, there you have it. We're done for another Barmy Old podcast. And I hope you enjoyed our return and that you missed us whilst we had our 3 weeks off. Of course you did. If you did enjoy it and you haven't done it yet, why not rate, review and subscribe on our Apple podcast page, or indeed subscribe wherever you get your pods, and give us even more support than you already do, which Sean, Andy and me are incredibly grateful for. Thanks to those guys for their great work here on episode 25. You can tweet me with your questions or comments at TalkDance. That's at TalkDantes. You can email me via my own personal website, which is iandanta.co.uk. And don't forget the archive of all the previous Barmy Old podcasts. There's 24 for you to seek out, listen to and enjoy. We'll be back next time with episode 26 of the Barmy Old podcast. So in the meantime, please, please look after yourself and those around you. Take care. And as Des would say,
cheerio.